Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Ruined It's, Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert
takes the mark.
Oh, here he is, the champ. Good up morning. For these days. Brad Ebert, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning. I'm feeling pretty cramped in here. We've got the full panel at the moment.
It was our idea this year. We said to Ken Hinckley, play him up forward, and it's working a treat.
Play up forward, and we'll do a bet for
kick
the year.
Goals. You're on track. You had two again the other night against West Coast.
Yep, I did.
Yeah, so. But I think you're about two behind on the season, though.
Cheers, mate. Yeah,
so if you can kick four this week, you'll be back on pace.
Yeah, okay, nice. I'll go for that.
Speaking of West Coast, how good is it to go over there and come home with the chocolates?
Mate, it was good. Yeah, it was really good. I was just saying to Dits and stuff before, it's, when you go up against a team like that, that, you know, we've probably, you know, just fallen shy a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose the last game we played against them by the last kick after the siren. You lose the elimination final the year before that, just after the siren. So to come out there and go over there and actually get a job done like that, it was pretty impressive. Yeah, it was good.
Scott Lysette, how important has he been? Unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's just that warrior, you know. He just constantly is backing up time and time again. He's hard in the ruck, and then he's also hard at ground level.
Aggression.
And that's the thing that you really want from a ruckman. You don't need him. You've got Paddy Ryder doing his magic. You probably don't need, you know, two guys like that. You need Scotty to be able to just, you know, wear him down all game and then let Paddy go in there and, you know, weave his magic.
Now, the big knock on Port Adelaide at the moment, and it's come up in the media this week, the games you're meant to win, you don't win, and the games you're not meant to win, you win. So is it are you a team of young blokes that can throw caution to the wind when you play a West Coast, but then when the pressure's on, you're unable to do it? Like, how do you answer that sort of criticism?
Yeah, it's probably one that's, you know, over the last couple of years, we haven't been able to get it done at certain times.
Because you'll be expected to beat Kangaroos this week comfortably, and that's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that as a group, you know, we go in going, okay, you know, we might be favourites, we might not be favourites, the competition's pretty even. You know, don't let anyone off easy. And I think that for the most part of this year, I think we've been really good in that front. You know, Richmond came over with a young team. They were all enthusiastic. We kept them in the game by poor skills and a couple of errors and weren't able to finish them off. But apart from that, I feel like we've been, you know, pretty consistent on that front over this season. Mm. And last year, the back end of last year was probably the time when it was disappointing, and that's where we were losing to those teams, and you know, there was a few other issues that were going on, not just the fact that we couldn't handle pressure or couldn't handle expectations. So I think as a whole we're learning and we're adapting, and as a group we've really we're maintaining that consistency across the game for so far this year, barring that one game. So I think that we're going to make sure that we're good for this week, and we'll go again.
Mm, all right. So all AFL players, whenever they get asked something, they say, we're just taking it week by week.
Yeah.
1 week at a time.
Do you actually take it week by week, or right now are you thinking, because people are also talking about you guys in finals?
I'm thinking 10 weeks, 20 weeks.
Yes.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Of course. I'm just, well, as Dits was talking to me about the media and stuff, I haven't really taken too much notice of too much. So, we're very much living in the moment, and that's it.
Good stuff. Now, I'll be living in the moment Friday night, because now this is big for me, Ebo. This is a little story about me, I know, a bit self-indulgent. But
bit of me, Tom.
I'm not calling the footy much this year, and for the first time since, I have season tickets every year. I've never ever been. I've never used my tickets. This Friday night, I'll be in the stands.
As going, a spectator.
So when you're on the centre wing on the outer side, you will hear me.
Yes.
We go, Ebert, what's he doing? I'll be screaming at you.
Get back in the forward line.
That's it. So if you see me escorted out by a couple of great coaches.
So you can have six beers rather than two or three.
It is a warning. Anyone sitting in the outer this weekend, my family and I, look out.
Good.
Look out.
That bloke in the duffel coat over in the outer.
That's it.
Good.
I've got number 7 on my back.
Ah, yes. There you go. I like it.
Yeah, I'll have a beanie on and a scarf. Alice, just read out the Ebert family stats, could you please?
Yeah, I'm like the new Bruce McAvaney here.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
delicious.
So between Beck and Brad, Brad's beautiful wife, they have collectively done 17 years of study.
Wow.
And in that time, they've had two beautiful babies, they've started two businesses, and they've both been working full time.
Right. Wow. So 17 years of study. So Beck's done 16 then, actually.
Yeah, probably a bit of carry on. She's really like held that up there. Yeah.
No, I saw the photo really last week. Side. So you've graduated. Well done.
Yeah, cheers.
Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks.
I wouldn't have thought an easy thing to do whilst you're playing, you know, full time footy.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been super easy. It, but yeah, I did like a human movement degree, so it was pretty relevant to footy and pretty interesting along the way. So yeah, on my day off and majority just the time on my day off or when we travel and stuff, I just put a bit of time aside and go in there or do some study and yeah, got it done. So it was good.
About so what do you think when you're retired as a footballer, will you put it to use in any way? Or?
Mate, I'm not too sure. I'm still a little bit uncertain about, you know, what path I want to take. I don't mind that sort of high performance management sort of space or yeah, that,
which is
that,
why you work with us in here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So, when I see human movement, I think dits. Oh.
Thank you.
So have you inspired? Are there any other young fellas around the club who thought, oh, I'm going to do that myself?
Yeah, well, there's a few of the boys that have done bits and pieces. Right. Like Tommy Jonas did a law degree and he finished that last year. There's a couple of boys that are starting off MBAs. So yeah, there's a few guys that are out there trying to better themselves. I think the AFL sort of set up a pretty good system where the AFL Players Association helped pay for a bit of the study. And so yeah, like boys, I keep telling them, like, they'd be mad not to take it up and just try something, you know. So,
all right, here's just a quick quiz without notice. Tell me the importance of kinesiology in human movement.
Oh, that's a very good call. Yeah, I don't really know. Right. I did 8 years and I don't know.
No. Bloody hell. All right, what about, what's choreology?
Oh, I never learnt choreology.
This is a fraud.
He wasn't there that day.
I never studied before 8 a.m. I'm here to talk rubbish.
Gee whiz. Did what, they just ask you footy questions in the exam or what?
Pretty much. I crammed a lot. I crammed and then let it go.
All right, the Kangaroos Friday night. What are you expecting?
Oh, mate, like they're obviously in a position where they're, you know, desperate to come out and win, and we're in a position where we're keen to keep that momentum rolling. So, you know, they're going to be playing hard. They're going to be playing tough, just like anyone, and it'll be a good challenge for us. I'm talking cliches here, but yeah, that's really, I think, where they're at, where we're at, where they're at, and what, you know, we just need to keep maintaining what we're doing.
Yep.
And,
just week by week.
Go for it. Week by week.
Just keep it week by week. Yeah. No, don't think 20 weeks in advance.
I say treat every game like a grand final, except the grand final, which you just treat like any other game.
Don't mind it, Gleeson. I think I'll run with that for a while.
Do not channel Gleeson's lifestyle in any way when you're trying to be an AFL footballer.
What about Jack Trengrove? His form in the sample. Like, he's averaging over 40 disposals a game.
Yeah, he's been on fire. And I think Trent is probably in a position where he's playing awesome footy, and I'm not too sure where he's at and stuff, but yeah, I think, you know, depending on how the club sort of see it, they gave him a chance last year, but I think a lot of the time he's there to really help develop our young guys and you know, make sure our SNFL team is consistent and strong. But, you know, you can't sort of ignore sort of good form. So, yeah, you never know what will happen. And, yeah, if he keeps it up, I'm sure he'll be getting a chance eventually.
Good luck to the Trengoves too. I see Jess got married last weekend.
Yeah.
His sister. So, yeah.
I saw Jack Lasani was up there on the...
She wore runners.
Yeah, she did.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh, she did under her wedding dress. She did. She had big white ASICs on under her wedding dress.
You're kidding.
Yeah. A sponsorship moment.
Yeah. Australia's best marathon runner.
Very comfortable on the dance floor.
So the wedding was sponsored, wasn't it? Hey, Evo, thanks for coming in, mate. Good luck Friday.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Brad Ebert, mate, from Port Adelaide.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.